Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Knight Energy Services. I'm at NAEP Expo in Houston, Texas as a correspondent for The Crude Life, and I get to go around and introduce people I just find fascinating and find out what they do for our industry. Introduce yourself.
I'm Keith Bradford with Freemeyer Industrial Pressure out of Fort Worth, Texas.
And what does Freemeyer do?
So Freemeyer is a custom manufacturer of fracturing fleets equipment as well as cementing equipment for onshore as well as off. We do diesel, dual fuel, electric fracs as well.
In your wisdom of our industry, you've been seeing a lot of innovation. What's some of the tools you guys are now developing to give to your customers?
Well, definitely in the e-frac field is where a lot of the technology is heading as well, and that we're developing also. We also do some of the things as far as cost-effective measures, and we're doing a virtual training on our equipment, and so a user can actually be on a unit, safe environment. It's not going to damage equipment or personnel, God forbid, and it can be used as a company standardization of operations as well as a hiring tool.
For those that are outside of our industry or just, you know, maybe in a different stream, what is e-frac?
E-frac is basically electric-powered equipment. And so there's a variety of options and technologies being implemented and experimented with, or developed, I should say, whether it's being powered off the grid from diesel generators and turbine engines. There's a variety of solutions and approaches to that.
So part of what you guys do is refurbishing equipment?
Yes, and currently right now, we're fortunate that we're actually building some new equipment, primarily on the cement side, not the fracturing side. On the fracturing side, there's a lot of horsepower that's available, and so at Freemeyer, we're doing our best to actually move quite a bit of that outside of our borders, but even within domestically, there's a lot of refurb and repair going on, whether it's their company's existing fleet or new companies looking to add horsepower. So refurbishment and repair and reutilizing existing horsepower is a major player right now.
On the electronics side, you know, what all y'all offer? I see that on your board back here.
Sure. So we developed our own control system after years. There's other ones obviously out there, but we needed something that had a more open architecture, that especially with the consolidation and acquisitions of a lot of companies and having mixed equipment, needed a solution to make it more easily available for these different variety of manufactured equipment. And so we developed the AR380, which is an auto recognition 380 controller system. We get rid of PLCs and electronics. It's very self-contained. And as far as the acquisition, we have an open architecture now. Instead of keeping it closed and tight, what we do, let's open it up. Because there's such a variety out there, we need to make it flexible for users to tie into whichever their customers are using.
Everybody's data is different.
Exactly. So we're like, okay, you just tell us what hooks you need. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Yeah, that's great. How do people get a hold of you?
So you can go to our website, which is indpress.com, which is easy. You can always call us at 817-540. I have to pause that one. So how do we get a hold? I never called a number.
I know. We don't even have to. You can just say the website if okay. You want, and then say LinkedIn maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So how do they get a hold of you?
So there are a couple of easy ways. One is their website, obviously, which is at indpress.com. It's just short for industrial pressure. And then, of course, our LinkedIn site. We have a pretty good presence there and post regularly.
You have to these days. We love LinkedIn. Everybody does in our industry. It's our Facebook, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Keith, thank you for what you do. I appreciate you letting me interview you, and I wish you great success here at NAEP. Guys, that's it for The Crude Life. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.